This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. On today's episode, we have a metal band out of Richmond, Virginia. I am talking about Saint Diablo. They are signed to Eclipse Records and they are awesome. They just released their new CD, Devil Horns and Halos. This episode is going to be a shorter episode because I talked to Tito the Monday after their release, this past Monday, and he had a bunch of press to do. So I was able to get the time, which I thank you so much, Tito. I want to thank Chris over at Eclipse Records for hooking us up and letting us have this interview. I had a blast. We were able to talk to him. It was just awesome. On a side note, please don't worry. The regular format will be back next week for the Thanksgiving special. Currently, just wanted to go and I wanted to talk to Tito about Saint Diablo because that CD is great. The band is really, really fun and I'm really excited to see where these guys are going. Before I get to Tito, I really want to thank you guys for being the listeners of this podcast. I can't do it without you guys listening and wanting to hear these bands. So thank you guys so very much. If you haven't already, go and check out my sponsor, Stringjoy.com. Scott and everybody at Stringjoy are amazing people. They just want to get the best tone out of your instrument that you can get. They have customizable string sets, customizable cables, and now they are selling guitar picks. You got to go check them out. It's stringjoy.com. Once you've got all your equipment that you need, all you have to do is enter the promo code LOCAL. That's L-O-C-A-L. And you will get a discount for being a listener of the Local Music Revolution. If you are by chance wanting to contact the podcast to say how awesome we are or how awesome these bands are, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. On Twitter at TLMR Podcast, on Instagram at The Local Music Revolution, and of course the WordPress, thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com, and you will find all the newest information. We just instituted an email list that I'm trying to build right now because a newsletter will be coming at the beginning of this next year. All you have to do is sign up and let me know that you want to be part of the email list. I'm still working on all of the content right now. That's why it's coming out at the beginning of the year. Fresh start, more ideas, new things on the way for the Local Music Revolution. Now, since all of that is out of the way, this is Tito, singer of Saint Diablo. They just released Devil Horns and Halos off of Eclipse Records. Here he is. All right, I'm here with Tito from Saint Diablo. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. Just the stressful anticipation of wanting to share our new CD with Earth and hopefully beyond. but yeah, I'm definitely feeling good. How are you?
I am doing well, man. Thank you very much for asking. So let's get right into this, all right? Before we get into talking about your new record, I would like to know the background. How did you guys get to where you are today? If you can give a quick overview, please.
Awesome. Perfect. Not a problem. Yeah, Saint Diablo started many, many years ago in a galaxy far, far away. And unfortunately, it's a lot further along the way and a lot a lot of time has passed. We started like in the early 90s with me and my guitarist in high school. We were like, this is the first band we've ever been in. This is the only band I've ever been in. I'm actually one of those serial band monogamists. But we started in high school trying to do a talent show. And then, well, we just spent all year enthusiastically training for this one show. And then, like, it was such an anti-climax to play the one show. And we were like, we've got a lot more stuff to do, don't we? And we were like, yeah. So me and Justin continued with the band. I went to college in Richmond at DCU. I networked my way through Guar and some Lamb of God guys and a bunch of other people that are in between. And before I knew it, we were doing some really good recordings and work. I mean, we had ended up doing some tours with Salem Cigarettes and playing with Busta Rhymes in New York City. And I mean, I was still in college. So like after college, we took the show to the road. We ended up going on the road with Mushroom Head and we did a couple runs with Power Man 5000, and that got the attention of a couple of labels, one of them being Eclipse, and we ended up doing a couple of EPs, and we did a release in 2012, our first real national release, you know, the one that stamped us as national recording artists. And then we're following that up now in 2015 now with our sophomore effort on Eclipse Records, trying to basically tell the world, we're here, we ain't going away. If you haven't learned about us, it's time to learn about us. If you know about us, you don't know shit, because so much has changed since then. So we're just really enthusiastic and happy about where we are and how far we've come along.
Well, congratulations. It was released this past Friday. Have you got any information on how the reception has been?
Oh, well, I haven't seen a negative review yet. So I'm really so excited about that. I mean, like the first album we had in 2012 had a lot of mixed reviews, a lot of negative reviews. And I was really enthusiastic to see that people were receiving it so positively this time around. All of the same people that were and it's trashing it or downing it or downplaying the efforts or today, you know, ringing that bell saying it's pretty good, it's awesome, you should be listening to it. We had some really awesome quotes from some big time music reviewers that were, you know, pretty much running the gambit on anything positive you could say. Everything from if you're looking to the mosh pit, then we're your choice. If you're looking for a sing along, we're your choice. If you're looking for Exotica, we're your choice. If you're looking for In Your Face, we're your choice. I mean, it's really good to see and feel that enthusiasm. And again, we don't have the data to say what was sold yet in the first 24, 48 hours. But at the same time, I do know that Amazon has told people, we can't fill your orders right now. We've sold out.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'm not saying that Amazon ordered a million of them and they've sold out, but I am saying that Amazon's having to reload because they sold out.
Well, congratulations, man. That's wonderful to hear. So the CD is called Devil Horns and Halos. And the song, what is the title track about?
Well, thank you for asking, because it's actually a very interesting story. I wanted to write a song that was what you would say like a theme or anthem song for a band, so that when you heard the song, you would synonymously think of the band without having to say the name. For example, what if Korn would write a song about Korn? What if Def Leppard were to write a song about a hearing impaired kitty? Basically, I wanted to write a song about balance between good and bad and being mortally stuck in the middle with no definitive choices and an infinite variety of choices in front of you to do what you can and must. There's no good, there's no bad. It's just right in the middle ground in your experience. And I wanted, that's what St. Diablo has meant from conception, and I wanted to write a song that basically said Saint Diablo without having to say the word Saint Diablo. And it took a little bit of verbal gymnastics to really like find a good middle ground, because at first we were thinking not going with devil horns and halos because it brought to mind so many religious cliches where people would think that we're attacking religion or something, where we're not. We're saying that no matter what religion, you're a talking carbon-based organism that has choices in front of you, yep. Some of them good, some of them bad, and your experience is right there in the middle, and you're not the collective of any one choice. You could be Mother Teresa and then one day shoot someone in the head. Because, well, who are you? Are you the person that shot the person in the head, or are you the person that did all sorts of other things before that? So that's what that song is supposed to embody, a balance between good and bad, the experience of being in the middle, the overcoming of adversity, love meets hate, all those things.
Well, you also have a really good duality with your music, too, because you guys are really, really heavy at points, but also you bring it down to where you're very melodic. And your singing, I heard the title track, and I was like, this guy's got this yell. It reminded me of Propane from the 90s. And then you come in with your singing voice, and I was like, I didn't know this guy could do it. I was like, that's amazing, man. So it really does embody everything I've heard from you guys. That's awesome. It really is.
Thank
man.
You very much. And that's very strategic in our formula. And I appreciate you for noticing that. Most people just take the observer and just entertain me perspective and don't actually put it under the microscope in such a manner. And I really appreciate you being able to see that, because we take a lot of effort to incorporate that into our formula. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. That's one of the reasons why I love metal so much, is because it's got that duality. It's got the good, it's got the mellow, it's got the emotional, everything like that. Mm-hmm. That's what metal is all about. That's what it should be about, I should say. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, while writing this song or this album, you guys went through a great ordeal. A lot of things actually culminated between your last album and this album. One of which was your guitarist was diagnosed with cancer. Can you go a little bit into that and how that affected you as writing this album?
Absolutely. Well, we were on tour, and we knew that we were touring our 2012 release album, and we were out within this moment, and we knew that we were going to be looking at a long year of touring and making the most of our national release to see where we landed on the national platform and trying to leverage that for the next album. And in that time, my guitarist was experiencing a lot of physical and ailments to symptoms of cancer, and he wanted to get himself checked out, and he did. And when one is faced, I mean, like, we're faced with mortality every time we wake up, and we've all got a clock over our head, and we don't know what the end all timestamp is. But when you're told, hey, you got cancer, I mean, all of a sudden everything you do gets put under the microscope. Every mortal feeling, everything you've wanted to do, everything you've done. And when you're dealing with upsets and about, when you're an artist and you're trying to sell your voice and thoughts and ideas to begin with, it's already an uphill battle when you're 100% healthy. Then when you have to deal and choose between fighting that fight and fighting for your mortality, I mean, it just was such a great level of respect when I saw Justin be able to say, you know, I'm not going to let this tell me that I can't write the best album of my life. I'm not going to let this tell me that I can't leverage my experience up until now and make something beautiful out of this. I mean, to see him not give up and not take the woe is me inspired me to think that, I mean, if he could do that with cancer and music and art, I can do anything. He's my friend, and he's taught me how to do. He's taught me. I've been with the band with him since '93, and he's just such an inspiration that I couldn't help but write this song. The song really wrote itself, and there's actually this particular emotion trickles into several other songs as well. It's not an idea solely isolated to that song, but that song did embody that idea the most.
And the song you're referring to is Survive This, right?
Correct.
Track number 2 on the album. So you also changed bassist. Your ex-bassist left, and it says your tour manager came in to replace him. How's the dynamic changed between the band members and how you guys perform and how you guys recorded?
Oh, man, everything has just been an upgrade. It's like the tour manager was already familiar with us as musicians and as people and as artists and big hairy children. So he already knew what to expect of us. So there was... It's hard to gauge the transition because it didn't feel like one at all. So I guess the best way to answer your question is that it was so smooth. The transition was so smooth. I barely noticed that there was one there at all. We were very fortunate to have someone that was already familiar with all of us and everything we do. And we didn't even have to go do that uncomfortable searching for someone thing. We were able to just do it under the radar, continue to work administratively and push our national efforts and to plan for our next release. It wasn't a stumbling block for us. We were very blessed to have people around us and with us to help usher us into the next chapter.
Nice. So also with that, you also worked with Tim Gillis while you were producing this album. How was the dynamic working with him as your producer?
It was like going to boot camp for the armed forces, like for the musical forces. for real, I mean, you walk into his world thinking, I'm an artist, I got a band, I rock, and then he takes you on because he sees something, right? But then as soon as you're actually under his microscope, it's like you suck. Do it again. You suck. No, you suck. Do it again. And it breaks you down to where you wonder why you're even there. You're wondering, do I even have the skills it takes to be here? But he does that because he knows how to squeeze every last bit of talent out of people. And there's so many producers in this world that, in this genre specifically, but not just this genre, but specifically this genre. There's so many producers that'll be happy to take your money, record whatever you're going to do, and push you out of the studio. Thank you for buying your Slurpee. Come back again. This guy invested into us. He put himself into us. His investment was to make sure that when we walked out of there, that we were in a different place from there on out. He changed the way we wrote songs. He changed the way we prepared for studio. He changed the way that we recorded. He changed the way that we prepared after recording. He changed us completely from beginning to end. And moving forward, if we never work with him again, his fingerprints will be on everything we ever do, even if we never work with him again.
Wow.
So that's how much he's impacted us.
That's great, man. So, sorry. Can you tell me about the song Dark Horse? It was a freebie that the label was giving away as promo. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me about that song and what it's about?
Absolutely. The song Dark Horse is one of the songs in the album that's predominantly Spanish. There's a little bit of Spanish in almost all of them, but this one was the actually opposite ratio, where it's like almost all Spanish with a little bit of English. And we did that on purpose because we are a different type of band that can do those types of things. And when there are concepts and ideas that just don't exist in certain languages, that when you know the next prevalent language, it opens up idea for you to speak about, just because the idea doesn't even exist really in another language. It's kind of hard to explain exactly what I'm saying, but take my word for it. There are words and phrases that don't exist in every language, yeah. And it's really beneficial to know that and be able to access that. Topic-wise, the song is supposed to be about being haunted by ambition and regret, and whether that ambition and regret is embodied in a relationship of a person, or whether that ambition and regret is embodied in a lifelong pursuit of a goal, or say you're a small business owner, whatever it is, it's being haunted by that calling where you know that you could spend the rest of your life ignoring it and fighting to ignore it, or you could spend the rest of your life just embracing it and fighting to survive it. Either way, you're going to be fighting. Either way, you're going to be just trying to stay above the water. So might as well get something out of it and ride that dark horse, stay on that dark horse, and you might win. You won't know if you win until you stay on it. So it's a call to all those people that have ever been haunted by ambition or any specific calling they've ever had, project or love. Again, it could be a relationship, or it could be a small business. It could be anything that haunts you. The chorus specifically speaks to like being in bed at night, searching for it in between the sheets, because I mean you hear it calling you. The chorus, it also says that you hear its voice throughout the day. You just hear it and it's calling you. It calls to those destiny type people, those people that believe in forward momentum and believe in that we're meant for something.
All right, man, this is Dark Horse. That was Dark Horse. All right, Tito. So you got the new album out, just a couple days old. You got the good receptions. What are your plans for the future?
Well, immediately in the future, we're going to take the show on the road again. And we're going to be going out with Seasons After and Everybody Panics on the South Pole of Wind Tour. It's a Revolver magazine tour, so we're definitely going to have a lot of advertising and a lot of posting, a lot of awareness out there. Please, kiddies and kiddos, be on the lookout and come to the shows, because we're only as cool as you say that we are because you went to the show and bought the ticket and bought the show and bought the merch. But nonetheless, we're going on tour. We're taking the show on the road, and then we're going to be pushing it up until late 2016. When the clock strikes 2016, we're going to go back on the road again. Who exactly with? I can't say at the moment because we're in negotiations, but believe me, it's a household name. So nice. I have nothing but little girl-like anticipation. I just want to squeal every time I think about it. But yeah, we have lots of big plans to do everything we can to become a household name ourselves. I mean, our end all goal is to one day die in some mysterious airplane crash over the Caribbean on the way to pick up a Grammy. That's our goal. So hopefully it works out.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we wrap this up?
Well, other than it takes people, like, other than, basically, I don't want to sound cliche, but I just wanted to say thank you so much again for wanting to make a connection with us and sharing us with your listeners. It is about people like you. It is about the fans. It is about the venues. It's about the people who still believe in letting music inspire them and to letting music carry them from one bad situation into another and carrying them through it to get to the better situation. It's about people who still believe in the power of music. So I want to thank you and your listeners and people who agree. Thank you for having us on. Secondly, I want to say please get the CD. Make sure that you get a CD, Devil Horns and Halos. We have a video that was recorded by Digital Thunderdome here in Virginia Beach that they do movies, and I'm in one of their movies. It's coming out here in 2016. Make sure that you check it out, called The Possession Experience. Nice. But we're just so much good stuff going on that it's hard to say it all in just so little bit of time. But we have a new website, SaintDiablo.com, all spelled out, SaintDiablo.com. You can get our music anywhere music is sold. And just really, really enthusiastic and hoping to share our ideas and songs with the world. So hopefully it gets a good reception. And again, thank you so much for having us.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I will try to talk to you very soon. Good luck on the tour and good luck with everything. Just try to keep in contact. All right, man?
Absolutely. Not a problem.
That was Tito from Saint Diablo. Again, they just released their new CD, Devil Horns and Halos. Honestly, I've been listening to it for days now. It's amazing. I went to the gym this morning. First thing I did, put on Devil Horns and Halos. That song got me through the beginning, all of my weight training. Amazing. The sad fact is, as an artist, most of the time, your best work comes out of your troubles, your drama, and that personal hell that you have to deal with when things go wrong. Sadly, everybody has to go through that. But just like Saint Diablo, they got through it. You get through it. You express it in the best way you know. For us, it's music, and that is the greatest thing we can do. If you are interested in going to see Saint Diablo, they are going on tour starting the day after Thanksgiving. They're going on tour with Seasons After, Everybody Panic, Dead Horse Trauma, Murder FM, and of course Saint Diablo. It's called South for the Wind Tour, and it is put on by Revolver. It is amazing. A magazine dedicated to metal putting on this show. Incredible. So tour dates are on their website and on their Facebook. If you go and see Saint Diablo and you get to meet these guys, make sure that you tell them that you heard Saint Diablo's interview on the Local Music Revolution. Again, if you want to contact us, it's facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at @TLMRpodcast, on Instagram at @thelocalmusicrevolution, and on WordPress, thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. You can hear the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on YouTube. All you have to do is go to those platforms and search in their search bar for The Local Music Revolution. Local Music Revolution will pop up. That is when you like, add, subscribe, comment, rate. All of those things help me help you to have a better podcast. Also, please remember, I'm always looking for bands, artists, and musical companies to be on the show. All you have to do is contact me through thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. There is an interview sign-up sheet there. All you have to do is fill out basic information. We will get this process started. Next Thursday, we're taking a little break because it is Thanksgiving 2015. So we will have the Thanksgiving special. The two questions are, what song or album are you most thankful for? And what has music given you? You will hear past, present, and future guests of the show answering those questions. You will hear listeners answering those questions. You'll even get my answers to those questions. It's just fun. It'll be something entertaining if you guys are wanting to listen to that on Thanksgiving. If not, listen to it later. It's still amazing questions answered by everybody that's involved with the Local Music Revolution. Thank you again, everybody. You have been awesome. As always, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You have been fantastic. Take care and be good, everyone.
This is the local music revolution.